This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The good things in life, they say, are worth waiting for. And as a measure of what's happening in residential real estate in this country, there are few things as good as the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Index. Not, perhaps, where you thought I was going, but Case-Shiller is worth the wait. For July, your favorite national index of home prices hit an all-time high. An all-time high, one is obliged to add here, that's happening as mortgage rates are well above 7% for a 30-year fixed loan. High interest rates and high prices is an unusual combination for the housing market, and it is changing the whole dynamic between buyers and sellers. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab and Matt Levin are tag-teaming this one for us today.
Okay, so we're going to role-play a bit here. I'm going to be the would-be buyer, which is actually kind of what I am. I don't own a home, but maybe someday.
Don't give up, Kristen. I do own a home, so I'll be playing the part of potential seller.
And in this market, there are way more buyers. People like me, like there always seem to be.
Currently, I am working with more buyers than sellers.
That's Kama Burton. She's going to play a realtor here because she actually is one in Riverside County in Southern California.
Now, I know it's not an ideal time to buy a home. Mortgage rates are super high. But I'm sick of paying basically as much to rent a one-bedroom apartment in New York as what Matt pays for a three-bedroom house in Sacramento. Impatience is one thing, but many buyers in the market today need to buy a home.
Whether it's a life-changing event, your employment is changing, your family may be growing, and sometimes just maybe you want a change of scenery.
Of course, those life-changing events also happen to sellers, but given the age of your typical homeowner, it's often a different set of life changes. A divorce, a hip replacement, gotta move closer to the grandkids.
But do you love your grandkids enough to lose your 3% 30-year fixed mortgage? Craig Lazara is managing director at S&P Dow Jones Indices, which publishes Case-Shiller data.
A lot of people who might want to move are being discouraged from moving simply because they realize they will have to pay dramatically higher financing costs on their new house relative to the mortgage they've locked in on their old house.
It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. I have a 3% mortgage rate and I do not want to give that up.
And not only is Matt stubborn, but he's also got quite the ego.
Back when I bought my house in 2021, which in housing seems like eons ago, it was a bidding war. If I'm going to sell, I expect a line outside the open house. Daryl Fairweather, chief economist at Redfin, says sellers like me haven't adapted to reality.
And I think that's why we're seeing so few listings in those markets. Sellers don't want to take anything less than the peak.
Even though Fairweather says the peak was probably inflated.
And it's not just sellers who have unrealistic expectations right now. I do too. The buyer. Michael Orbino is a managing broker with Compass in Seattle.
The buyers are hoping it's 2008. And so we have this kind of split in people's perception of the market.
Since the pandemic began, everything has been so wacky. Yeah, buying a house a couple years ago was stressful.
We looked for 9 months until we found our home.
And you might have paid a lot, but at least you ended up with a house.
We went through an extreme period where everybody felt like a winner. Usually in kind of a zero-sum game, there's a winner and a loser. In this case, it's not that simple.
It turns out neither of us are very happy with the market right now.
But you are a homeowner.
Yeah, and I'm not going to sell anytime soon.
In New York, I'm Kristen Schwab.
And in Sacramento, I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.